I'll spot some young people. I can see some young people. Well, we're all young people there, aren't we, at heart? There's the facts. We're all in on this. But yeah, the big events, right? Big events in the Bible. And there are big standout events, happenings, things that sort of everything else relates to in a very big and serious way. Last time we saw that Israel now has a king. And it came by that king in a rather roundabout way. God had intended for them a king, but the people and their desire for a king was not the desire really that they should have had. They wanted a king like all the other nations. They wanted to look a bit impressive. And in a way, that was a snub to God. But nevertheless, they learned a painful lesson because their first king, Saul, turned out to be a disappointment. He was the king that they were warned would put burdens upon them and run them ragged. And he'd take their sons into his service and have all their daughters doing his errands. And so it proved. And of course, God then removed Saul and he had his eye upon David to raise him up to become the king. And he's a man after God's own heart. And so much of what we have here in the Bible, well, that's what he wrote. God gave him those words, but they're expressive of him, his real faith in God and his where he is in his spiritual life. And it's all written in here. What a remarkable man. And served God loyally, loved God, fought battles that were there to be fought, did those things which God gave him to do. And so there he is, King David. This is important, isn't it? Because we know his name. That's an important name. And a promise is given to him. In fact, David had a desire to build a house for the Lord, because still then, all the precious things, the Ark of the Covenant, the various Ten Commandments on tablets of stone were in still a tabernacle, a tent. There wasn't a permanent dwelling for them. And by now, David had taken possession of the city of Jerusalem, the city of David, Jerusalem, Zion. Now that's a big event too. So he's a king. There's his main city, Jerusalem. And now his desire is to build in Jerusalem what we call the temple, a building that will now be the focus of worship for all of Israel, and where the precious things that God had given to them originally to have in the tabernacle were to be, where God's presence would be in a very special way. But he was told, actually, you're not the man to build that. Your son is going to build that. And Nathan the prophet gives David a very important promise. Because he says, actually, God is going to build you a house. He's going to build for you a kingdom. You're going to have sons, and some of those sons, we said, well, Solomon, first of all, he's the man who's going to build this house, and he's like a sort of token of something greater that's going to happen down the road. Because he did say that those human sons, as it were, of David, those who disobeyed, well, God would find fault with them and deal with them, despite the fact that he's making this great promise to David. Nevertheless, disobedience will still be punished. David should have heard that, actually, and we'll come to that next week. But the promise was actually that I'm going to make your kingdom sure and secure. Your kingdom is going to be solid and lasting, and I'm going to accomplish that. Because he's looking beyond David, isn't he? And he's looking to the person that we're always looking for everywhere in the Bible, the Lord Jesus. That this is actually the king, the one who is going to have the kingdom, the one who is going to rule over his people, the one who's going to do all things well, because we'll come to it next week that David actually, as I say, didn't properly hear and didn't hear well enough what God had said to him. But there is a king who's going to come, and David, well, it's that word again, isn't it? He's a type, right? He's a type. And where it talks about types in the Bible, it means somebody who's like an example of what the Lord Jesus is going to do. So David at his best, love God, serve God. Well, there's somebody coming who's going to do that even better. David was a king, ruled over his people, protected them, guarded them, all of those things. Sure, did it very well. But there's somebody coming who's going to do it even better than that. It's going to do it perfectly. And David led his people and in all those respects there, tried to set an example to them. There's somebody coming who's going to do it even better than David. So we'll end on a happy note. There is David, there is the kingdom, and though he's told, well, you're not going to build what we call the temple, that's for your son, it's going to be Solomon, he's going to follow you as king, he's the one who's appointed to build that building. But God is saying, but I'm going to build for you a house, you're going to have a family and descendants, and you're going to have a very, very famous descendant one day. And of course, that was always the Lord Jesus. So there's David, and the promise made to David, and we call that a covenant. God makes an arrangement with David that this is what I'm going to do for you, and you should respond to me with obedience and love and affection, and I will be with you. And how much the more when the Son of God comes, that he's the one to have that kingdom which lasts forever. We'll finish there and pick up that thread again next week, God willing.